Good evening.
Hello, good evening.
Are you the first?
Yes.
Okay. Your record show, we're starting at 2:44?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Sometimes I get it right.
Oh, you get it right a lot of times. Most of the time. It's very few. I always feel bad when I have to interrupt you and tell you.
Well, I'm glad you do, so don't feel bad.
Well, I know it's another recording you'd be putting on that, you know, that you already got set. So I feel like in a way it's a help. So. And by the way, the Tikkun book, I have the notes in that book. That's why I couldn't find the handout. And I see why I didn't get any further with it, because the Hebrew names are very, very small. And I can't see them well enough to even type, and there are pages and pages and pages. It would take even if you did a page a year, you wouldn't finish in a year. I see why I gave up.
If we find the person, I can give them a process that's a little faster, because
okay.
The typing wouldn't have to be done if we just copied and pasted from the list
now,
that's on the website.
And then you could verify if we produced. No part of this publication can be translated, reproduced, stored in any retrieval system, are transmitted in any form by any means, electronic, mechanical, photocopying, recording, or otherwise, without prior permission in writing from the publishers. Now, it is translated by Abraham Greenbaum, so he probably would give you permission.
He would, and also...
And it's Breslov.
There's language on the internet that most attorneys find acceptable. That essentially says, I don't have permission, but you can't have permission to copy.
Has joined.
It puts an end to it. So, and then, you know, halakhically, any aspect is wisdom, and there's no copyright in Judaism for wisdom.
Okay.
None of the big groups want to publicize that, but that is the truth. Because it's all from Hashem, so there's no way to say, oh, this, I own this, which is what a copyright is saying.
Yes.
But so I'm not worried about the copyright or lack of copyright. There's procedures. It's just the man hours. Randy, good evening.
Good evening.
So we can begin with the Sulam commentary on the Zohar, section 19 from Parashat Vayera. We're going to start with Pasuk 244 after our L'shem Yichud. L'shem Yichud kud shabarichu ishkinte bid hilu urchimu udhilu udhilu urchimu. Le'achda l'shem yud hei bavav hei. Be'yichuda shalim b'shem kol Yisrael. Limud Torah mitzvah. La'sok Torah mitzvah. Vaihino ama dunai Eloheinu alene maseya dera perne alene maseya dera perne. Gan Eden lemata idka amaran. Gan Eden lemala lenishmatan. Shel tzadikim gilgimurim. Liyot nizonin meor hagadol. Shel ma'ala gehinom lemata leotam. Har shayim shelo shel kiblu rit ila velah eminu v'ha'gud shabrichu v'dato v'lo shamru shabbat v'elu hem okom shenidonim v'esh ne'emar me'ha'esh yatsau v'ha'esh tolem v'gomer u'tiv v'yatsu v'ra'u v'v'ikrei ha'nashim v'gomer. The Garden of Eden below is as we have said. The Garden of Eden above is for the souls of the completely righteous, so that they may be replenished by the great light of above. Gehinnom down below is for those wicked who refused to perform circumcision, did not believe in the Holy One, blessed be He, nor in His religion, and did not keep the Shabbat. And these are those who worship the stars and constellations, and who are condemned with fire, as it is written, and they came out from fire, and fire shall devour them. And they shall go forth and look upon the carcasses of the men. My commentary is, the pasuk is clear as written. And Rabbi Ashlag did not feel that he needed to comment on it. Questions, comments, thoughts?
They're not making distinction between the upper Garden of Eden and the lower Garden of Eden in the first two sentences, are they? They're really referring to the lower Garden of Eden with both, even though it says the Garden of Eden below is as we have said, the Garden of Eden above is for the souls of the completely righteous. They're really talking about one Garden of Eden, the lower Garden of Eden?
No, they're talking about two Gardens of Eden.
Two of them? Okay. So the words below and above meant the lower garden and the upper garden. Okay.
Correct.
Okay.
What they're saying is, in order to get to the upper Garden of Eden, one passes through the lower Garden of Eden. And in order to rise to it, we learned about it in the Sefer Bet of Bereshit. And in the upper Garden of Eden, it's here we're being told it's only for completely righteous people, because they're the only ones who can handle the strength of the light that is available in the upper Garden of Eden. And in the previous verses in this section, what we find is that the lower Garden of Eden is in the level of Malchut, and the upper Garden of Eden is on the level of Zeranpin. And you need that information to put that in perspective. And we're also being told that there's the two levels of Gehinnom in this verse. So they're saying that the higher level of Gehinnom is for people who are not following the religion and not keeping the Shabbat. And the lowest level, of Gehinnom is for idol worshippers. You really, from this verse, you can extrapolate, and this is my opinion, but you can extrapolate the concept where we need to ask the various, a lot of people ask the following style of question. In our modern generation, in our current generation, we have many people who say they're Jews, and they are Jews, but they're not practicing the mitzvot. But they'll come to the synagogue on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. So where do they fit into these categories of these four? And what's built into these four categories and this verse is these people, they're not keeping Shabbat, so they can't be in the lower Garden of Eden. But they can't be in they're not idol worshippers in the context of astrological influences. So they don't go to the lower Gehinnom. So what does it really mean, a higher level of Gehinnom? And we know there are seven levels of this Gehinnom. In fact, there are seven levels in each. But we call them one level. It's just easier for us as human beings to perceive the world that way.
You think that person would just be reincarnated?
Yes.
They don't merit either Garden of Eden or Eden or even Gehinnom, so they would need to be reincarnated.
They merit the higher level of Gehinnom, which cleanses them of the physicality that keeps them from seeing that they should keep Shabbat, keeps them from seeing that the idea of not performing circumcision or not knowing the Hashem. So those people are going to the first level of the Gehinnom, which is cleansing them, meaning it's removing the physical attachments or the attachments to the physical pleasures. And that allows them in their next incarnation to see more clearly. They will become more involved. And what you have is, if you put it in some level of perception that I'm going to describe now, but understand this is just my worldview. It's my opinion. But those of us who passed away in the Shoah, when we returned, we went through that upper level of Gehinnom. But the rabbis are saying those anybody who died in the Shoah is a righteous person. But the righteousness was not that they were doing mitzvot, or they were cleansing in the impurity of the Shoah, all from previous incarnations that connected them to physicality and attachment to physical pleasures. And going through the pain and suffering of the Shoah cleansed them of that, so they would then be able to reincarnate. But they were being reincarnated into a world that made it harder for them to choose to keep Shabbat. Because when they came back, many of them were reincarnated into Israel, which is basically teaching them not about the religion, but about building the land. And so they get all of the merits of building the land. They were doing all of the mitzvot of building the land. But they didn't get, they're not completely righteous from just building the land. You have to do the study, you have to do the other mitzvot. And the same thing applies to those who came and were reborn in America, because they're being attached to all these physical pleasures once again. So these are the different levels that you can see if you read into the words of the verse, of the pasuk. At least that's my opinion.
Yes, I agree.
Now, but you can understand.
And they shall go forth and look upon the carcasses of the men. I don't see where that fits in.
That's a verse from Isaiah.
Right.
So, and you shall go forth and look upon the carcasses of the men. The carcasses are the bodies. The carcasses are the parts of the body that are not perfecting themselves. Does that help you, or do we need to go into it in more detail?
No, it does. It does.
In other words, we are so ingrained, and I want to say this just for the people on the recordings, but it also it'll be helpful for everyone. We are so ingrained with this idea that there's a soul and there's a body, that we lose track of the real truth, which is there are 613 parts of our soul. And so what applies to one doesn't make any sense, but it is, does make sense. One part of the body has been corrected, meaning the soul has taken control of that body. The soul part is in control of the body, that part of the body. So what happens when that person dies? That body part remains intact, although it really decays because it wasn't part of the whole. So the body part decays in the ground, but the soul goes to a location in the upper Gehinnom and gets cleansed of the physicality. And now it comes and joins with 612 other parts of the body, of the soul, and comes in as a new soul body connection, becomes reincarnated.
Mm-hmm.
But that one soul spark has a specific tikkun to do, and this time it will do more of that tikkun. Maybe even complete its tikkun, and then it can go to the lower Garden of Eden, because it has achieved its tikkun, but it's not a totally righteous part of a soul, because it needs all of the other 612 parts to become righteous and rise to the next level. So reincarnation will come from the lower Garden of Eden, and it will come from the higher level of Gehinnom. Mm-hmm. A higher Garden of Eden, there's no reason for the Tzaddikim to come back unless Hashem has decided that that full 613 components of a soul should reincarnate to help others. So it'll come in as an Ibur, or it will come in even like the Ari, to be a righteous light to others. But the lower Gehinnom, the cleansing is more intense to get rid of the idol worship. So the next time it will have less idol worship, less connected to the astrological sites. It'll be more connected. It'll be more open to having the religion. And when you look around the world and you categorize people, and it's not, I don't recommend you categorize people, because each person needs to be viewed on their own merits and their own demerits. But if you categorize people, for example, you call a group of people agnostic or atheist. So let's say someone passes away who's an atheist. As an atheist, that's a form of idol worship. So they go to the lower Garden of Eden. But as they get cleansed in that lower Garden of Eden, they rise to the higher level of the Garden of Eden. So they'll reincarnate from that higher level, but they'll still be inclined not to follow the religion. So as you start to put people into categories, which again I say don't do that, but we all do it, you start to begin to see how these four categories that were talked about in this pasuk, how they make sense and how it is mida keneged mida. And then when you start to expand the four categories into the 28 categories, which is the seven levels of the lower Gehinnom and the seven levels of the higher level of Gehinnom and the seven levels of the lower Garden of Eden and the seven levels of the higher Garden of Eden. And all of a sudden, those 28 times that's in the, it's chapter 3 of Mishlei. It starts to make so much sense, but we can't really discern things, which level someone should go at that detailed level, because we don't know the criteria and we don't see the whole picture of each individual person. Just as there is this discussion of the social justice and so that we're saying that if a soul part has committed the same infraction, it should have the same effect. But it appears to us sometimes that through Hashem's mercy, there's a difference in the effect to the soul. One gets more mercy than the other, at least from our physical perspective. But that's not the way it can be. It's not the way Hashem has said it is. And that's where we all get so confused.
Well, I'm glad I don't have to worry about the other person. You know, when you see the depth, and like you say, you don't know the other person, and
you don't have the whole picture.
No.
You know, we don't even have the whole picture on ourselves.
I know. And I suppose there are gatekeepers at each level of those 28, and you know.
Absolutely. Absolutely. There are gatekeepers. There's courts at each level to see whether you've been cleansed enough to go to the next higher level,
mm-hmm.
or you need to stay in. But it's an amazing system when we think about it. It's just,
yeah.
But it's so complex. How can you understand it?
Well, you can't. You just can keep on keeping on studying and trying to get closer to Hashem and doing the mitzvot and doing it for the love of Hashem, you know, getting everything on the level that it needs to be at that level of doing it for Hashem and for the
Correct.
Love of Hashem. And I think that's what keeps us focused. You know, constantly checking all those points of right place, right action, right kavanah, right time, you know.
And that applies to each
right,
of the 13 levels times the 5 levels. So it's
you know. And then I like to think of the 13 attributes when I can't measure up. I don't measure up one day. Let me put it that way.
But then there's the 2 sets of 13 attributes, so don't forget that.
Right. Well, I made me a separate handout. I combined both of them on one sheet, and so that if I do the 13 attributes in the morning, I'm doing the right one, the one in the afternoon. So. And, of course, I learned that from you, so from your classes.
Understand. So we're out of time, so.
Okay, well, that was a full verse. It was packed.
Each of these verses in this section are packed like this.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
So you all have a beautiful afternoon, and we'll hopefully see you for the class on the Ari at 7.
Great, thank you.
Thank you.
Shalom.